The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, March 5th, 2012, and presidential release number 404. I have many thoughts for this release about the convention of the National Federation of the Blind coming up this summer. It's coming up in Dallas, Texas. It is coming up from June 30, which is the first day of activities, through July 5th, and July 5th is the banquet day. It will run until probably 11 o'clock at night, and then, of course, people will gather for joyous celebrations afterwards, and we will be heading home from the convention sometime after that. If you want a room at the convention, you gotta get one at the Hilton Anatole Hotel. And the telephone number for the Hilton is 214-761-7500. It is time to get your reservations made. If you get your reservation made, and if you get it canceled later by the 1st of June, then you can get 50% of your deposit back. But if you don't do that, then your deposit is gone. You need to get your reservation made so that we know you will want a room before the 1st of June, because the block of rooms that we have reserved will last until June 1. After that, we can't guarantee. Also, the convention registration, this is so that you're registered as an attendee at the convention. It is time to do that. You can register for the convention on our website. This is www.nfb.org/registration. And that gives you registration to be part of the convention. Registration costs $25 unless you wait until you get to the convention, and that will cost $30 at the convention. Your banquet ticket will cost $50 if you get it with pre-registration, or it will cost $60 if you wait until convention. So it's time to get your registration made for the convention and get your banquet ticket bought. And also, on the registration page of our website, you can buy yourself a barbecue ticket if you would like some good old Texas barbecue. This is $40, so you can get your banquet, your barbecue, and your registration done, and I urge you to do it right away. It's time to get registered for this summer's convention. I know it's going to be an exciting convention. I don't know with precision what we're going to be doing at convention, but I know it will be exciting, and I will be putting the program together shortly. If you have anything that you think ought to be in the program of the convention of the National Federation of the Blind, it is time to get that information to me, because, as I say, I am putting this convention agenda together in the next little while, and I'm beginning to obligate the various elements of the convention, filling up the space, filling up the time, getting exciting presentations together, talking with people about what they can do at the convention, for the convention agenda, and all of that. So please get any ideas you have about the convention to me. I have an announcement here. This one comes from Mark Riccobono, and he says that some people have requested some special accommodations at the convention. The convention of the National Federation of the Blind is designed to be accessible to the blind. If you are an individual who requires specific accommodations in order to ensure that you have full participation in the convention in tactile ways for that or some other thing, we urge you to let us know as soon as possible. Due to the size and complexity of the convention and the need to plan for additional human resources that might be available, requests for a specific accommodation must be submitted no later than May 31st, 2012, and you must pre-register so that we know that you're going to be there. Please send your specific request in writing to the attention of Patricia Miller. You can send this to her at email pmiller, that's P-M-I-L-L-E-R, at nfb.org. Include your name, the dates you plan to be at the convention, information on the best way to follow up with you and your specific request for accommodation. We strongly encourage you to take advantage of the convention pre-registration. As I say, you are required to pre-register if you want these accommodations, and we need to know what the accommodations you might need in order to make the convention one in which you can participate. Some people have sometimes needed an attachment so that it would work with their hearing aids and the like, so if you have these things, please let us know. Now, Joe Nolte, he's from Florida. Some years ago, he said that blind people needed to be more active in more kinds of hands-on participation programs than had been true in the past, and he was thinking about building a Model A, and so he thought it would be a good idea to get a division together that dealt with cars, and he put the cars division together. The C in the cars stood for classics, and the R in the cards stood for rods, and I forget what the A and the S stood for, but it had to do with automobiles. And he's been presiding over the cars division for some time. And he said that he might not be able to come to this summer's convention, but he still thinks that it's important for us to participate in many activities. The cars division has had a demonstration place where antique automobiles or classic automobiles, there we go, the A stood for antiques, didn't it? Could be observed, and you could go there and touch them. There were some from the 1930s and some from the 1940s and some from the 1950s, and there may have been some that I missed. But in any case, there were some very nifty cars there to look at. We still have a cars division. It has changed its name. The name now is the National Association of Blind Automobile Enthusiasts, a division of the National Federation of the Blind. Inasmuch as Joe Nolte may not be able to be there this summer, he has asked that Dave Hutchins aid with the work of the National Association of Blind Automobile Enthusiasts. And so I encourage you to come because there's always a great program about antique American automobiles and other devices from long ago. And if you want to get a hold of Dave Hutchins and learn more about it before the convention, you can get him at 816-931-0091. And also, usually the automobile enthusiasts have automobiles that are models of some of the beautiful automobiles of the past to sell. I have one of these, which is a 1938 Cadillac limousine, very nice car, probably had a 16-cylinder engine in it or something on that sort. Now, on this presidential release, the recordings are being loaded onto the internet. You can get them from our website, but also they are being sent out on cassette tape to a number of people. This has been true since the releases began, and my memory tells me that it was the fall of 1972 when they began, although perhaps it was not precisely that time, but I think it was, November of 1972. This is the last month for the releases to be made and to be distributed to people on cassette. The releases will be coming next month on thumb drives, and if you want one that way, you must call Marcia Dyer, this is Mrs. Dyer, and you must tell her that you want the release on a thumb drive. Otherwise, we will be assuming that those who don't ask for them on thumb drives can get them by downloading the information from our website. And the website place, I believe, is www.nfb.org, and then you go to the publications section, and then you look under presidential releases, and if you look for number 404, you can get this one, but next month, of course, you can get number 405 and the like. So that is where people get the release most of the time. Next month, they will be distributed to people who can't get at them on the website by thumb drive, and then you can plug the thumb drive into the NLS player, and it will play the book that comes to you, which is to say the presidential release, through the NFB player. Mrs. Dyer's number is, of course, 410-659-9314, and you dial extension 2344 to get your release. Mark Riccobono is our executive director for the Jernigan Institute, which is the part of our work that deals with education and research, and he has recently been to the NASA headquarters that operates out of Houston, or the NASA facility. I guess the headquarters is here in Maryland. He was doing some experimental work to find out if we could build a program to include blind people in scientific experimentation different from those that we have already used, and he was invited to fly on the zero-G airplane. So he had several flights at zero-G, meaning he was weightless. I don't know if the first time you become weightless, it seems quite so good, but after a while, even that gets to be a thing that you can get used to. He will be telling us more about getting blind people into new scientific experimentation, at least in part based upon his experience with the weightless aircraft. We've had a Bell program here to talk about how to increase the number of Braille education for literacy and learning programs in the state affiliates, and we had a whole lot of people come so that we could increase the states and increase the number of programs in each state that are teaching blind children Braille. What we've said is if they can't learn it in school or if nobody will teach them in school, we'll teach them ourselves. And we've expanded the number of programs in which we teach Braille to blind kids around the country. And we need to find more states prepared to work in the Bell program and to assign people to do this kind of volunteer work during the summer months. I was filmed recently wearing a Dr. Seuss hat. The 2nd of March is Read Across America Day. Dr. Seuss's birthday is the 2nd of March. And so I was pictured reading Braille, and also I did some reciting of some of the Dr. Seuss doggerel that I have come to know. I've read it many times, and I've read it to my own children and to others, and so I can give you substantial pieces of Dr. Seuss's writing from memory. I did some of that, and I talked about the importance of reading Braille and how much I love to read Braille myself. All of that is on our website. Here is an announcement from the Jernigan Institute Tenbrook Library, which says, The 2012-2013 NFB Hazel Tenbrook Research Grant Program, supporting research using the resources of the Tenbrook Library, announces that we have grants to do that. For further information about such grants to do research and writing about blindness from the resources of the Tenbrook Library, contact our librarian, Ed Moorman. His telephone number is, as you might suspect, 410-659-9314, extension 2225, or you can send an email to jtblibrary@nfb.org. JTB, as you will notice, are the initials for Jacobus Tenbrook, who was our first president. We have had our folks over at the CSUN conference. CSUN is a conference about access technology. There are a number of announcements coming up about access technology that will happen either before or at the national convention. We are expanding access to information and methods of gaining access to information, so that was part of the reason for being at CSUN. In Michigan, the governor of the state has issued an executive order which says that the Commission for the Blind in Michigan will be disbanded and the duties of the Commission for the Blind will be distributed to other entities. Probably this executive order violates the law. It certainly looks as though it does to me. And it certainly violates a spirit of building programs that we have hoped to maintain in the state of Michigan. It will be, I think, quite damaging to the opportunities for blind people in the state. We are taking action to oppose this executive order. Larry Posant is our president in Michigan, and he is directing all of this. We are providing some backup information and some support from other places, but our Michigan people are directly on the line doing our best to protect the Agency for the Blind in Michigan from dissolution. There will be more about this on the next release. The governor has said that the agency will be gone within 60 days. We will find out whether this can be done. I certainly hope it cannot be done. We had a seminar, a leadership seminar, over this past weekend. It was a good seminar. A lot was accomplished in the seminar, but it was not as directed as some. In fact, it got the name the Discombobulated Seminar, so you can look for the Discombobulateds when we get together at convention this summer. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and you will observe that it is March. March has St. Patrick's Day in it. My favorite March joke is one that was on the presidential release in the past. What's green and Irish and comes out in the spring? Why, of course, it's patio furniture. Now, Dave Hutchins, whose name was on this release earlier, says, how can you drop a raw egg onto a concrete floor without cracking it? Almost any way you like. Concrete floors are very hard to crack. Then Marcia Dyer, whose name also was on this release, has some things to offer. She says, why is it never good to iron a four-leaf clover? Not good to press your luck. Or did you hear about the leprechaun who worked at the diner? He was a short order cook. Or what is a false Irish stone? That would be a shamrock.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.